Oh, I hate these televangelists. Hey, because of coronavirus, they're getting arrested and services are canceled indefinitely. People are literally not allowed to go to church or else they can get fined or arrested. And what's this? God Friended Me got canceled. Ha! Everything's coming up God House. That's Milhouse. Everything's coming up Milhouse. You get the reference, right? You're a Simpsons fan, right, Jesus?
Of course. Yeah, I've been so watching it.
I love the way they depict me in that show.
Oh.
They reverently don't even show my face.
Ooh.
I interacted with Homer a few times on there. It's great.
Did they pay you for those cameos?
No, no, but that's okay. All right. I'm just honored to be part of the show.
True. It has a storied history.
Why? Are you supposed to get paid for appearances on The Simpsons?
I'm not sure I should tell you now. I don't want to upset you.
I'm terrible with money. All right, well, let's jump into the news. The me damn news, Jesus. You know what? This is some good news, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, this will tickle you, I would say.
This is, what do we call, if it's not the goddamn news, it's the...
God good news. God great news.
It's awesome time.
Yes, God.
Fuck yeah news.
So Anthony Fauci is calling out the extraordinary stigma gays face while standing right in front of Vice President Mike Pence.
Oh, yeah. This was like one of the highlights of the week.
It was. Dr. Anthony Fauci praised the, quote, incredible courage and dignity and strength and activism that LGBTQ people showed during the HIV epidemic in the face of extraordinary stigma. Of course, Mike Pence does not like gay people.
Yeah. He's like standing right in front of one of the main sources of stigma.
Right.
And Mike Stigma Pence.
Fauci just doesn't care. He's just dropping the truth bombs like he has been.
Boom, boom. Fauci, fuck the world.
Whole process, yeah.
Three cheers for Dr. Fauci. Hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hip, hooray. He loves the gays.
There you go. He's a courageous dude. He was on the right side of that way back in the 80s.
He was trying to help get it under control. Pence, meanwhile.
Yeah.
He was actively hurting his state's reaction to the HIV outbreak.
Right. He did a terrible job. Intentionally?
Probably at least a little bit.
Yeah. And because he didn't care.
Yeah.
And Fauci was, it's worth noting, he was raised a devout Catholic and went to a Catholic college. And, you know, he was still on the right side of this in the 80s when it was not popular to be so pro-gay.
Right.
Rights. And to, you know, he's just a great human being. What do you think? First ballot heaven, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's getting right in.
As if his response to the HIV/AIDS outbreak wasn't good enough, now he's doing a really good job speaking the truth when it comes to COVID-19. So
yeah, I love this.
We love you, Fauci.
When you're in the this quote right here, when you're in the middle of a crisis like we are now with the coronavirus, it really does ultimately shine a very bright light on some of the real weaknesses and foibles in our society.
Mm.
Boom. Boom. We got to get Fauci on the show, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Maybe after COVID-19 dies down, so he has a little
that's
more free time.
That's
going to
be a long time.
yeah, that's true.
Listen, maybe after he gets fired by Trump.
You'd think Fauci will write some sort of tell-all book after all this.
Fuck that. I think he would write like a gangster rap diss track.
Like,
that's what I'm expecting from Fauci at this point. He's going to be everywhere, haunting his dreams.
Pence and Trump were a pain in my ass. Wanted to kick them right in the ass. Yeah.
Boo, yeah, woo. That was great, Jesus.
Thanks.
You rhymed ass with ass. You've got ass on the brain, Jesus. All right. We'll be right back after this. I'd love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. You'll miss every other episode unless you become a patron. This show only exists thanks to support from listeners like you. Welcome back. What's next in the good news of the week, Jesus?
Yeah, this is another great story. So, did you hear that Pornhub has been offering free premium accounts on their website if you agree to not go outside?
They have?
Yes. You haven't signed up yet?
No, I haven't signed up. I do quite well with the free content.
Oh, nice. We'll need to get some of your tips.
What am I saying? I don't masturbate. God doesn't masturbate.
Well, a lot of humans do.
I watch everyone else do it, though. Besides, what does God think about, right?
Right.
I can't tell you. You don't want to know.
Maybe that's a discussion for another episode.
Anyway, we're getting real. I've said a lot of things. So the Christian right is very angry that Pornhub is offering free premium content.
They are not happy about it. A recent episode of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins featured the host complaining about all the free content. He said that the adult entertainment industry was aiming its effort at vulnerable members of society and literally preying upon these people.
Oh.
And that the offer of free content was creating a lot of problems.
Oh.
You know he has a Pornhub account.
Yeah, you don't want to know the stuff he's doing.
Not Perkins69 is probably his username on Pornhub.
Right. Just hentai. As far as that we would be lucky if it was that. I don't even want to say what it probably is.
Right. Yeah, so this is great. I mean, come on, let people watch porn. Why do you have a problem with people watching porn?
The internet is for porn. Okay? The internet is for porn.
Agreed. Is that a line from like a song?
Yes, Jesus. Good job. That's an Avenue Q song.
Ah, I knew I recognized that.
Bless Pornhub for taking care of all those people stuck at home with nothing to do but fiddle-diddle their genitals. You know, good job, Pornhub. You're truly doing the Lord's work.
Everybody needs to remain physically active, right, while stuck at home, so this is a good way to do that.
And it's literally your patriotic duty to stay at home and fight against your fear and stress by, you know, eating food and jacking off constantly.
Yeah.
Just slapping your beaver. You know, masturbation is a stress reliever. I'm all for it. Quite frankly, I know that the Christians, these hard right Christians, will say, God doesn't want you to masturbate. Bullshit. Where in the Bible does it say that? Something, one spot, it was like, don't spill your seed on the ground. So you can still, you know, spill it into some toilet paper.
Yeah, or
a sock.
That's why
there was this run on toilet papers, because people are, you know, masturbating all the time. Toilet paper is their best friend. You can do it into a sock.
That's the old school way.
That is quite old school. That's like Old Testament.
Maybe out the window?
Ooh. Jesus Christ. Don't do that. You'll get arrested.
Okay, never mind.
Everybody's inside their house. They're all looking out their windows. They're going to see. That's Jesus Christ. That's gross. Don't listen to Jesus. Okay, when they said Jesus comes onto you, that's not what they meant, Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord cometh on you, upon you. That's no. Just keep it in the bathroom or your bedroom.
All right.
Tasteful. Light some candles for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself a nice candlelit dinner. Maybe some soft music, some Michael Bublé. Or whatever floats your boat.
Nice candlelit dinner for you and your right hand.
Oh, the right hand. What about the left hand? You know, you got to switch it sometimes, Jesus. Anyway, make it feel like, you know.
It's someone else's hand.
You're getting some strange. You know, whatever gets you through the night, it's all right. It's all right. Do it wrong or do it right. It's all right. It's all right. Yeah, there's a lot of people doing masturbation wrong. But, you know. Just don't hurt yourself. Use some lube. Enjoy that premium, sweet premium content. Which I'm, you know, again, the free stuff is fine.
I wonder what you get on Pornhub Premium. No ads, I guess? Is that the benefit?
Jesus, we're going to have to sign up just to find out what you get.
Yeah. So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, let's after this episode.
Sure. I'm already on the website. And, oh, my goodness.
I can't wait. Actually, you know what? I don't need to sign up because I see everything. Duh. It's just more.
Yeah. Ooh, you get virtual reality porn.
Ew.
That's basically what you do. We get to be you. We get to see people having sex like we're actually in the room.
Good, good. You know, I think that's better than those big plastic dolls.
Oh, yeah, the real dolls.
Yeah, I don't want to kink shame or nothing, but that's fucked up.
Why?
I don't know. Just not for me.
All right.
Virtual reality, you're bumping into walls, you're humping the wall, next thing you know, you're shooting out the window like you're Jesus. That's all fine. Big plastic doll that you fall in love with, no good. Whoops. Mm. Big plastic doll that you fall in love with, no good. That's right, Jesus. Hmm. My ringtone is Ray's theme from Force Awakens.
That's beautiful.
I like Star Wars, Jesus.
I see.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, people were more entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
They were jerks, but, like, they were still cooler than people now.
Yeah.
I mean, say what you will about the Sith. Still, hell of a lot better at government than Donald Trump.
They wouldn't have let COVID-19 get this bad.
No, damn right. Damn right. The Empire, they would have shut that shit down fast. Well, anyway, the point is, good job, Pornhub. I watch all of you when you masturbate, so it's nice to see you getting a whack at the premium stuff.
Put on a show, for God.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this. I'd love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. You'll miss every other episode unless you become a patron. This show only exists thanks to support from listeners like you. All right, Jesus, what else do we have in the good news this week?
This next story, you were thrilled by.
Oh, yeah.
God Friended Me, the television show, has been canceled after season 2, and the series finale airs April 26th. God Friended Me was this comedy, I guess, that you think they ripped off from you.
Uh-huh. You think it was a comedy?
No.
It was a dramedy.
Oh.
Or maybe just a straight drama. I never watched it. It could be a great show, but no, I did watch it. I watched some portions and segments online, and I read the reviews and I read the synopsis. And yeah, you know, oh, it's about a God Facebook account that encourages atheists to do good.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And it's on Facebook. Sounds a lot like my page, the history of my page since 2011, where I connect with atheists and we, you know, doesn't matter. You believe, you don't believe. It's a place for everyone of all faiths or no faiths to come together and agree on what's right, me damn it. And what's right is right. Normal people can agree on those things.
Mm-hmm.
And what's wrong is wrong. And anyway, oh, it's a God account encouraging atheists to do good. That's all I needed to hear. I'm like, you stole that shit from me.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you get any money from it? No. Did you get any credit?
Of course not. Of course not. I got nothing. No credit, nothing. No acknowledgement that there is a huge page on Facebook that does exactly that.
Right. They probably saw one of your memes go viral one day, whoever wrote this TV show.
Right.
Came up with this idea for this TV show and said, I see a TV show here.
There's got to be a way for me to capitalize on this.
Yeah.
I see Emmys in my future. And basically what they did was they took this concept and then they totally neutered it and, you know, made it like a Touched by an Angel type of thing. Mm-hmm. Just fucking gag me. And the whole point is this atheist, you know, ooh, now he's maybe he shouldn't be an atheist. Anti-atheist content. I don't even know where to fucking begin. Maybe someday, maybe now, Jesus, we can go back and actually watch it. Now that it's canceled, what do you think?
Yeah,
we
sounds
should do
good.
A whole series on that.
That'd
now maybe
be great.
Maybe we'll actually like it. You know,
yeah.
I gotta say, you know, I have nothing against the writers and actors, and I'm sorry that they lost their gig. You know, I'm sure they're nice people.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that greenlit this show were not nice people. Okay,
yeah.
It was this guy Les Moonves.
Right, one of these television superstars that comes up with all these shows.
Right, right. Then he got into this Me Too trouble, I think.
He did, yep.
Right, and then he lost his job at CBS.
Yep.
And he had this entire boardroom full of, like, 90-year-old other, like, little Harvey Weinsteins. And they all got thrown out on their ass too with Moonves, right? Because that's how it works. And they didn't get any, like, in the same trouble as Weinstein. You know, they all skated, but they lost their gigs finally. So they on their way out the door, they greenlit this fucking piece of crap.
Yeah.
Which lasted 2 years. And, yeah, so it does make me feel, it made me feel better before this to know that they all got tossed out of their asses.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't find out that I'm talking this shit, though, because they'll probably have me erased from existence.
No, no.
I don't have as much power as former CBS executives now, Jesus. I'm just a humble neighborhood, friendly neighborhood god.
Well, if we watch this show and we end up liking it, we could go to Netflix or Hulu or Disney Plus maybe and pitch them a season 3 that's actually good. And then we can take it back.
Reboot.
Yeah, we reboot it.
God fucked me.
Or we just take this god show and pitch it to CBS or Netflix or somebody.
Right, right.
Now there's a gap to fill.
It's been a horrible week.
But there's been some glimmers of hope.
You can't live like that, right? You can't exist in total darkness. So you see things that make you happy and you just seize on them. Like when we were going over all those church signs last week and church services canceled indefinitely. Kept showing on the sign. That just makes me so happy. I don't know why. You'd think that I would want church to be open, but I never got a dime of all that church money.
You never get a cut of anything.
No.
No TV show cut. No church cut.
I'm just a trusting, gullible, dumbass god.
This is why you have a Patreon.
This is why I have a Patreon. Please join. Patreon.com/TheGodShow. Church services canceled indefinitely. People are literally not allowed to go to church or else they can get fined or arrested. God friended me, got canceled. This is like a paradise for me, Jesus. What happens next? Trump removed from office? Satan surrenders? Holy shit, did I hate that show. It's mere existence.
Yeah, I told you about this. You were so excited.
You were excited too, Jesus. You were happy.
I was.
I mean,
I knew it was a sore spot for you, so...
Imagine. You come up with a thing, and then some big corporation comes in and just fucking ruins it. And you're just sitting over here, little internet god. Fuck you, motherfuckers. Okay, well, it's been a great week. Like I said, everything's coming up godhouse. I guess in part two of this week's podcasting, Jesus, we are going to go into the bad news, right?
That's right. We're going to look at how the Bible Belt reacted during Easter. They were supposed to stay inside. Did they? We'll talk about Trump's Easter. We'll talk about some miscellaneous stories. We'll talk about televangelists. And we'll take a brief Corona break. Just talk about some other interesting stories. Yeah.
Yeah. So plenty of goddamn news on the exclusive patrons-only segment this week. And just to remind you, this is your free bonus episode of the week. We've gone over some of the good news. The Patreon segment each week is usually about 60 minutes, right, Jesus?
Yeah, that's right.
You're listening to 60 Minutes with God and Jesus.
Every week.
We go over literally everything that involves religion and idiocy and televangelists. And it's basically just an hour of me going, fuck that motherfucker! Oh, God, you gotta be fucking kidding me! I get so angry sometimes I speak in tongues.
And then I have to go get him a beer, and it's a whole thing. Give him a little neck massage.
Snickers and all that.
I turn on a Star Wars movie. That usually calms him down.
Oh, yeah. Man, when they make things blow up. I love that. We'll see you over on Patreon. Thanks, humans. Have a good week. The Lord has spoken. I'd love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. You'll miss every other episode unless you become a patron. This show only exists thanks to support from listeners like you.